Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? This is episode 33, episode Larry Legend. We are back. And like always, I want to take the time out to thank everyone for listening. I appreciate it. Things are going all right. I'm headed out tomorrow to go to Cincinnati, to the Cincinnati Brouhaha. And actually, tomorrow night, I'll be in Dayton at the Funny Bone, closing out a show. So I'm excited to finally go back and hang out with all my old friends and have a good time. So, yeah, I'm Funny Bone Wednesday, 7:30. And then Thursday, I have a 6:55 set at the Brouhaha. And then Friday, I have a 7:30 set. Then I have to drive back to Dayton and do a show for my friend Dan Dean at this place called Chimneys. So Friday's going to be pretty dope. Get to do two shows, two cities. And then Saturday, I close it out with the 7 o'clock show at the Tunnel, which is a really cool stage out there. I did that stage last year. The Tunnel stage is awesome. So I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody I haven't seen in almost a year and just, you know, seeing all my friends do new jokes. I got some new jokes they haven't seen. So looking forward to it. Not looking forward to that 7-hour drive, but once I get there, it'll be fun. Yep. So finally got an email from my cousin, and he wants to know how do I feel about prenups. About couples getting prenups. I'm all for it, man. Especially if you come into the relationship and you have something, you know, you have a substantial amount of money or property or, you know, capital. I don't even know the difference between money and capital. If you have a lot of shit and you want to keep it, get a prenup. And I know a lot of women will say that's messed up. You know, why would you marry somebody if you need a prenup? It's like, it's just protection, man. You just don't know what's going to happen. It's like, yeah, I love you, but I spent my entire life building this thing. And then here you come. It's like, yeah, we fell in love. We've been together 5 years, but it took me 20 years to build this. And then I just got to give you half the shit because we decide we don't like each other anymore. I mean, look at the Housewives of Atlanta when Candy wanted Todd to sign one. I saw on social media, you know, women were like, that's right, you need to sign that. But when the guy does it, it's like, oh, that's bullshit. Protect yourself. Protect yourself at all times. Wu-Tang, protect your neck. Protect your net assets. I'm trying to make something funny there. But I feel, yeah, if you built something before, if they built something before and they want to keep it, they're entitled to that. I mean, look at me. I'm not a famous comic, but say I did become a famous comic and I accrued all this wealth and notoriety. And God forbid something happened between my wife and I and we decided to call it quits. I mean, the fact that, hopefully I didn't hear, that was pretty gross. It's like a weird burp kind of thing. But the fact that my wife has been here since the beginning. And she put up with a lot, me going on the road and open mics and, you know, all this, you know, pretty much she's been on the entire journey. I would have no problems, you know, going, hey, yes, you deserve half. And I could see it like in 15 years, God forbid if something happened, we're in divorce court and they have a podcast. Your Honor, we have Exhibit A. We have a podcast from August 18th, 2015, where he said he would have no problems giving her half of the assets. So I feel that's a verbal contract. And I'll be done right there. So I just I just gave away half my shit on this podcast. So hopefully this shit doesn't take off. Again, God forbid, but that's hilarious. Wouldn't that be funny if we were in divorce court and they play a fucking 15-year-old podcast? It would just be weird, like, because in 15 years, I don't know what type of technology we're going to have, but they're going to have to, you know, like, when you watch, like, court shit, they got to roll in, like, some fucking old-ass TV that they used to have in high school, and then with the VCR to play a tape. It's like they would have to do that in divorce court. They have to wheel in some fucking iPhone 5 and have all these other devices hooked up to it just to be able to play the video, the audio, because no one even uses MP3 format anymore. It's obsolete. So they actually have to go out to like a thrift store and find it and then somehow download it and convert it and do all this shit. That would be funny to me. That's hilarious to me thinking about that. But I had a couple topics. You know what? I probably won't get to both topics this week. One is not topical, so I could always do that one next week. But I just want to talk about this NWA movie. And I will say I haven't seen it. And I wasn't opposed to seeing it at all. It's just I'll probably go to the movies, I would say, maybe 3 to 4 times a year. I just don't go as often as I used to. And honestly, it's just the Straight Outta Compton movie just did not make my list of movies that I wanted to see. I mean, I somewhat know the story, and I can wait until this shit comes out on DVD or Redbox or even Netflix, man. And I know I should support, you know, black films and all that kind of stuff. But it just didn't really pique my interest that much to want to spend $15 to go see it. But hair is great. I can't wait to see it later. But so I've noticed on social media, people are starting to circulate, you know, these stories, and I saw a couple of stories, and to me, they're on the edge of conspiracy theories in my mind. You know, these stories about how Boogie Down Productions and what was the other one? It was Boogie Down Productions and EPMD, not EPMD, Boogie Down Production, and God damn it, I just had it. Public Enemy, sorry. How, you know, these two groups, they were starting to like really inspire like this positive rap, this conscious rap, this knowledge of self rap, you know, a lot of positive lyrics. That was really starting to take off. And people are making claims like that music was causing crime rates and the sale of crack to go down, which I can't verify. But they were saying, hey, rap was going in this positive direction, which I can say, I can kind of remember some of that. And then here comes NWA with their gangster rap, you know, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, kill, you know, fuck women, selling crack, toting guns, shooting cops, raping, and it's just like they came with all this stuff and ruined rap music, and more importantly, it ruined the black community. And it's just like, that's where I gotta throw the flag, man. It's just like, I get it. It's not the most wholesome music. It's really not. You know, but there's another article, if you want to call it that, and this guy is making these claims of, he was in this meeting with all these high up people, and they're talking about how they're going to have, and apparently these meetings took place over 20 years ago, and how they're going to have all, they're starting to build these privatized prisons and everybody can make money, and how pretty much rap music has a lot to do with it. Like, they're going to just flood the market with this type of music, and it's going to make people sell drugs and get into gangs, and kill people, and then you're gonna make money because the jails are gonna fill up, and you gotta jump on this now. And this guy, you know, he quit the music business because he didn't want to be part of it. And it's just like, dude, come on, man. That's just so fucking far-fetched. And people are like, I could see that. I could really see that. I could see that. And it's like, do you really think, honestly, black people are that stupid that someone's like, yo, I don't like where this positive rap is going, man. We got to change this. So we're going to pick 5 random black dudes out of L.A. And then they're going to be so successful, it's gonna cause the downfall of black society. These 5 dudes. It's like people were already selling crack. The whole war on drugs was already happening. That's what these dudes are rapping about. And I'm sure that their music influenced some people, just like how BDP and Public Enemy, yes, I'm pretty sure they inspired some people to go, hey, you know what? Maybe this other lifestyle isn't the life that I want. But I don't think it was so drastic to where you can pinpoint like the day NWA came out, released their album, and then like days after that, just violence and all that just skyrocketed due to this music. I can't believe, and it's just funny just reading the comments and people really eating these theories up. It's like, really, man? It's like, you really think that much thought went into it? There was stuff already in place, man. I think rap is used as an excuse for political reasons as to why things are happening. Like, bigoted people, I'm pretty sure they believe these stories. This is the type of shit they want to believe just so it takes any heat off of them. Now, that sounds right. Yeah, it is the rap music that's ruining the black community. Those lyrics are terrible. Really? I don't see white people blaming their problems on rap on rock music. Marilyn Manson, you might have heard it a couple times. But their youth trouble, the trouble in the youth in a certain demographic, they're going to blame music? No, they're going to start blaming parenting and all that kind of shit. And that's what we need to do. That's not NWA's fault. It's the parents' fault for letting people listen to that shit when you're 13. And it goes back to what I was talking about a couple podcasts ago. That shit starts with the women. You picked the wrong dude. You got this hard life. It's just you. You got to leave your kids at home because you got to work 2 jobs. All the other kids are listening to this shit. Now you got NWA raising your kids, your sons, your daughters. You can't blame them. It's not for teenagers. It's not for kids. You're not there to say, hey, don't listen to this. This is not for you. I know I grew up listening and watching stuff I probably had no business watching, but I had a foundation to where I know, you know, where I knew, like, you know, this is all fantasy. This stuff sounds cool, but I know these dudes really aren't living this lifestyle. And I know that wasn't a lifestyle that I wanted to live. I just like the lyrics. I like to, you know, I hear the lyrics and I would, you know, kind of play it as a movie in my head. And I was like, oh, this dude can really paint a picture with his words. But I never took that shit to heart. I listened to Nori and I mean, a bunch of shit growing up. Wu-Tang. I can't even remember half the stuff because, I mean, most of those rappers from back then aren't even around anymore. I mean, when Nas first came out, Jay-Z first came out, those dudes were talking about people getting killed and shot and selling crack. I never wanted to do that shit. I had a foundation. If we're so quick to blame other shit, all these to believe these whacked out theories and you know, all these conspiracies and shit. And it's just like, man, that shit starts at home. That shit starts with parenting and being there for your kids. You can't blame NWA. And again, I mentioned this shit before on an earlier podcast too. Why do black entertainers, why do we have to be so responsible? Why is it the responsibility of the creator of the content to go, you know what, this isn't for kids. I shouldn't do this because it's not for the kids. It's not educational to the kids. And I know that sounds ignorant, but it's just like, hey, I want to make music. This is the stuff I want to talk about. There's people out there who want to educate. There's people out there who want to have like this positive message. Like there's comedians who want to have a voice and really say something. Then you got people who just want to make jokes. They don't really want to talk about anything. You just have to go out there and find that. You have to expose your kids to that more, to things that are suitable to them. You got to know your kids. It's like every single rapper or singer, or they're not going to be some educational uplift. It's not going to happen. That's not what everyone does. It's up to you to go out and find that and make sure your kid gets that. Now, if you feel like your child is mature enough and they go, you know what, I feel it's okay for my child to listen to X type of music, that's all on you. If you really feel like you raised your child to the point where they can handle that, that's on you. That's for you to decide. But you want to make it easier on you and just say, well, none of these rappers should talk about this because my kid can't listen to it. Let's stop with all these fucking theories. Because I believe if this movie never came out, no one would even be blaming NWA. There was a heroin epidemic in the 60s and 70s. What was the music then? Who were they blaming then? They were probably blaming the black exploitation films or something. Damn. Yes, I truly believe the system in this country is not set up to help black people succeed. I really believe that. Just the drug laws are written to, it's pretty much a one strike and you're done. They know people are ignorant to the law. You take these plea deals, you're a felon, and you can't do shit the rest of your life. You're trying to play catch up. You're ineligible for so much. A lot of those dudes go back to a life of crime or go into. It's just like, I was dumb. I was 17. I tried to sell a dime bag and then boom, you're a felon. I get it. Selling drugs is bad. I'm not saying every drug dealer should get a pass, but we got to look at the situation, man. You're ruining people's lives for a silly mistake that they've made when they were young and they pay for it for the rest of their lives. That's not cool. You're making people, you're almost making them felons or career felons. So I don't know, man. Maybe I'm being too lax in my thinking, but we can't start blaming music for everything. We can't. Yes, there's some negative rap music out there. There really is. But you need to know your limits. You need to go out and find that music that's more suitable for you, for your kids. This takes some responsibility. I just don't think there's a room full of record executives, you know, with big stogies and you know, rubbing their hands together, eating shrimp cocktail and go, yeah, we're going to take down black people with this rap music. I think it's an insult to our intelligence. That's why I can't believe it. But there's a show. That's a show. See you guys next week, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN, and NegroPleaseRadio@gmail.com for any emails that you want to send me. Peace out.